Well, good morning, folks. I'm Tariq Hamid with Philadelphia Microsoft Technology Center. And today what I want to discuss is something around Skype for Business Web Scheduler. So we all know and familiar with Exchange and using Outlook, which is fine, which is the natural way of scheduling Skype for Business meetings. But what if you don't have Exchange in your environment and you're not using Outlook client to schedule your Skype for Business meeting? So to support that kind of gap, we have a tool called Web Scheduler. It's a web UI based off of Office 365. So if you look at my PowerPoint, I have a couple of slides to show you here. The first one is the link, right? So it's HTTPS, schedule, short for schedule, SCHED.link.com. And then the second link I have here to show you a support page from Microsoft to discuss how do you utilize this web UI. So I'm going to jump on to the actual web UI. So I clicked on HTTPS scheduler, sketch.link.com. It prompted me for the credential. And I'm going to try to sign in with one of my test account from my tenant. So Karen B at MTCPHI on Microsoft.com. And I'm going to use her password to sign in. So once she signed in, she's going to be prompted with the UI, with all the required information that she has to put in to schedule this Skype for Business meeting. So while it's doing it, here it is. So this is a web scheduler, right? So you signed in with your proper credential, and this is the Outlook where you have to set up a new meeting by providing some basic information. So for example, event title. So I'm going to say this is a customer demo or customer Skype for Business demo. And I'm going to put a message if I want to. Otherwise, don't worry about it. No need to type in a message. You can always add things when you send this invite from your from whatever the email platform you're using. So attendees here, it can look up into the gal, which means it can look at the gal of your tenant, and it can you can separate by semicolon to add another user, whether it's internal or external user. So what I want to do is type a username, which is part of this tenant, and then I'm going to use my Outlook. Actually, let me go actually use the generic mtcphi@outlook.com. And I'm going to click on, well, actually, before I click on check names, I'll go check the time, date. You know, it looks fine, 11 to 12. The date is OK. I can go ahead change the respective time zone I'm in. And here are some of the features that you can play with. So I want to have people I'm inviting from my company to bypass the lobby, and they can go right into the meeting. I also have an option to check this if I want to have the people to dial in, for the people who are dialing into the meeting can bypass the lobby as well. But at this point, I don't want to do that. And who is presenter? People from my company or the choice. I have more selection here. So in this case, I just want to choose people from my company. Once I'm done, and of course, check name will actually populate the entire email from my gal. So once I've done, I'm going to click on save. So now what it's doing is going back to the talking to the Skype for Business pool and grabbing the template and the virtual placeholder for your Skype for Business meeting. And shortly you'll see, here it is on the screen. So there are a couple of options there. Right on the top it says copy the meeting details to the invitation you sent to the participants, right? You can copy paste, right? Very easy, Control V, Control X. Or you can let this go and use what we have, what we call iCalendar. It's an industry standard ICS format that you can take it to any email platform, and then you can import that ICS template onto your calendar. So that's what I want to show you today. So in this case, you can copy paste, but I'm not going to copy paste for this demonstration. And instead, I'm going to go back and click on info. You can look at, by the way, you can add it if you want. If you want to make the change of date, time, you can do that. Or if for some reason it's not happening, you can delete this meeting invite as well. So for this case, I'm going to click on info, and it's going to take me to the same template we created. But at the bottom, you see that export as iCalendar popped up. So I'm going to click that export as iCalendar, and I'll be prompted with a couple of options. Either want to open it or save it. So in this case, and I'm going to just, where's the save button? Okay, I'll just open folder, and I should have right here. It saved as customer Sky, whatever the subject of the meeting was. It automatically inserted in there. All right. So now I have this exported as an iCalendar. I can go back. I can close that, and I can go back to my Gmail. In this case, I'm actually showing you how to import your iCalendar onto your Gmail calendar. So basically, I logged in with one of my test account on the Gmail platform, and then from there, this is my email, right? This is a Gmail. So I need to go to the calendar so I can import the iCalendar. So here's the Google Apps, and I can go to my calendar right here. So it's going to open up another window. And all the option of importing the iCalendar is right there under this other calendar. If I click it, you'll see the option popped up, Import Calendar. I'm going to click that. It's going to prompt me, where's the file? So obviously, just go to the file where I saved it. And I need to look at it. It's under download. So right here, and customer right here. Customer Sky for Business demo. The one I saved earlier is there. So I'm going to just open, double click it. And then you have the option of, if you have multiple calendar, you can pick and choose where you want to save it, right? So in this case, my entity is Philly MTC. I want to import this here. So click that. And right away, I got this message successfully imported. And there it is. So it automatically imported into my Google Calendar. And now the next step would be sending this invite to other folks outside your organization or inside the organization. It all depends. Where do you want to send it to? So I'm going to double click it, or actually just single click it. We'll open it. And right here, it shows add guests, right? So what I'm going to do is, mtcphl@outlook.com. I want to add it. And similarly, I want to add it to my outlook.com as well, right? So once I add it, there are a couple of options where it'll prompt you to whether you want to send this invite to those individuals you added. I can click on email guest. Let me actually zoom it. So you can see that email guest. If I click it, it's going to send that email. Or if I just save this thing, it's going to prompt me, send invitations. Would you like to send an invitation to guest? Say yes, send, and done. So that invitation has been sent to those folks you just added in your invite. And just to check it out, what does it look like on the receiving end? So I'm going to log into my Outlook.com account here, and let's give it a second. Let's sync it again. And here is on the top, it's showing that email. Okay, no thanks at this point. So right on the top is showing invitation came from phillymtc@gmail.com, right? And if I open this invite, here's my invite.ics as an attachment, right? So I can save that onto my Outlook calendar if I want to, or simply leave it there, and at the time of the meeting, I can click this Join Skype Meeting, and the experience will be the same as you're logging in from the Skype client, right? So it's going to be the same experience. As soon as you click this Join Skype Meeting, it's going to look for the Skype client, and if there is no Skype for Business installed on your machine, then it's going to look for default browser and open the calendar for you, the meeting for you, and we'll go from there for the whole joining experience and audio, video, content sharing, and everything, what's been shared in the meeting. So that's from the Outlook.com. Similarly, at the time of the meeting, your Google Calendar will prompt you, and just like any other meeting invite, you know, at the time of the meeting, you get the event notification. You go in there, and you will see that, you know, if you just click it again, right here is your meeting invite, and then you can click and join the meeting. All right, so that's from the Microsoft Technology Center in Philadelphia. I'm Tariq Hamid, and I showed you how to schedule a Sky for Business meeting if you don't have Exchange and Outlook in your background. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll meet again soon. Thank you very much. Have a good day.